Hi, I will tell you about the formation and future evolution of the first NOBE black hole binary, MWC656. In the galaxy, there is up to date around 80 BE X-ray binaries, and in around 50 of them, we know that there is a neutron star. For the rest, the nature of the companion star is unknown, and till this year, in any of them, there were no known that there is a black hole. Just in this year, the Spanish group with Cesares published a paper in which they reported observations which indicate that in this system is a black hole with a mass in range from 4 to 7 solar masses, which orbit a BE star with a mass in a range 10 to 16 solar masses. The orbital period is around 60 days, and the centricity is 0.1. After this discovery, we decided to reconstruct the synthetic population of such binaries. To do that, we used code written by Chris Belczynski. It's Star Trek code. And the input physics in this code is based on formulas from Harley et al. 2000, with some updates like wind mass loss prescriptions, evolution of helium star, tidal effects, and electron capture supernova. In our standard model, which we used, we employ energy balance for common envelope evolution with fully efficient transfer of orbital energy to the envelope and with physical estimation of donor's binding energy. The realistic mass spectrum for compact object we obtain by using rapid supernova model from Fryer et al. 2012. We made the simulations for 0.02 metallicity, and we allow all donors beyond main sequence to survive a common envelope. So in our results, we looked after two sets of binaries. The first one, which we call BE black hole binaries, and we adopted the definition from Belczynski and Ziółkowski 2009. These are systems composed of black hole and main sequence star with a mass higher than 3 solar masses, and the orbital period should be in a range between 10 and 300 days. And in this set of binaries, we looked after some smaller subset, which we call MWC656-like systems. And we adopted the mass ranges from the paper of Cesares. The orbital period we decided to be between 55 and 65 days. For MWC656, it's around 60 days. And the eccentricity should be smaller than 0.5. So first, that's what we get from the simulations. That was the information how systems similar to MWC656 could be formed. So we started with on 0H main sequence with two components. Initially, more massive component I will call primary and less massive secondary. So we started with two masses around 40 and 14 solar masses with a pretty wide orbit and the centricity 0.4. After around 5 million years, the primary finishes core hydrogen burning and enters Hertzsprung gap. At this stage, the circularization, tidal circularization of the orbit is started. And after this phase, primary enters core helium burning stage. And fully circularization at this moment is occurs, and common envelope is initiated. So the primary fulfills its Roche law. And after the common envelope, we get a closed binary composed of helium main sequence star with the mass of 13 solar masses. And the secondary is mostly unaffected main sequence star. After that, the primary enters helium Hertzsprung gap and finally explodes in supernova explosion. After that, we will get black hole with a mass around 6 solar masses. So at this stage, the binary will stay around 10 million years. In our simulations, all main sequence stars in this stage, we assume they to be BE stars. So it's not true. So all our results should be scaled by some factor. What would happen later? So the future evolution of MWC656 systems or like systems will depend on the secondary mass on the zero H main sequence. If the mass will be smaller than around 13 solar masses, after main sequence, the secondary will cross Hertzsprung gap, and during this stage, stable mass transfer will occur. And because of the inverse mass ratio, the orbit will be wider. After that, secondary cross red giant branch and helium, core helium burning, helium main sequence, helium Hertzsprung gap. During this stage, the second mass transfer episode will occur, and the orbit will be even wider. So at the end, secondary will explode in supernova explosion. It can be electron capture supernova as well in some cases. And on the end, we will get a system composed of black hole and neutron star, and it will be rather a white system, white binary. The second scenario, if the secondary mass on zero H main sequence is higher than around 13 solar masses, during Hertzsprung gap, we will not observe any mass transfer, but during helium main sequence, we will have the second common envelope. If the system will survive this phase, close binary will emerge with black hole and helium main sequence star. And then we will have two episodes of mass transfer, or even three, because on these are two stages. And as in the previous case, the mass transfer will cause increasing of the orbit, but it will be changed from a few hours to a few days. So finally, we will have a closed black hole neutron star binary. What I mean when I'm saying closed? So closed for us means that this system will merge in a time shorter than around 10 billion years. And why that the system will need more time? So for the from the populations of MWC656-like system that we get, we can say that statistically around 20% of the systems will form close black hole neutron stars, and around 7% will end its evolution as white black hole neutron star binary. A big part, 40% of system will be disrupted in second supernova, and 35% will not survive the second common envelope. So according to our results, we can say that currently in the galaxy is around 40 BE black hole binaries, and just 0.01 systems which are similar to MWC656. Because this number is smaller than one, we can think about that like about probability that such system is somewhere in the galaxy. That is not the probability that we will see this system. This probability of observing the system will be even smaller than this number. And what about the future evolution of MWC656? So if we will assume that the mass of the black hole is in the middle of the ranges given by Cesares, and the same with the main sequence star or BE star, we can say that the probability that the system will form close black hole neutron star is around 80%. And using this number, this 82%, we can estimate empirical detection rate for LIGO and Virgo detectors. So first, let's start with galactic burst rate. But to do that, we need to have two assumptions. The first one, that star formation rate during the last 10 million years in the galaxy, 10 billion years in the galaxy, was constant. And second assumption, that in MWC656 system, there is nothing special and nothing extraordinary required to form the system. So galactic birth rate, according to these assumptions, would be 1 over the time that the binary will exist in the stage black hole plus BE star. It will be around 10 million years, so the galactic birth rate will be 1 every 10 million years. Galactic merger rate, so to get this number, we need to include the probability that the system will form finally closed black hole neutron star. So this is 82%, and we will get this number. This number was a bit higher than one system every 10 million years, so that's why we get here a bit higher number than 0.082. And finally, we can estimate detection rate for LIGO and Virgo detectors. So we will assume that the density of Milky Way-like galaxies in the local universe is constant. And then we need to rescale the horizon for advanced LIGO and Virgo detectors. So we know the value of this horizon for neutron-neutron star binary with a chirp mass 1.2. Then this number is 450 megaparsecs. And for our system, MWC656, chirp mass is 2.1. So we can estimate this horizon to be around 720 megaparsecs. So calculating all these numbers, finally we will get that we are expecting one detection every 10 years. But this number is... In this number, there are two sources of errors. So first, evolutionary model. As I said, we use some standard evolutionary model, but we are not sure about this. So we can change it, and then we will get a bit different numbers. And the second source of the error in this number comes from that, as I said to you, I estimate this number for the average value of black hole mass and main sequence star mass. So if we will check this number in the whole ranges, we can estimate the error value to be 0.1 per year. So finally, we can say that we can expect it from zero detections to one detection every 5 years. Yeah, so currently we know just three systems which can be progenitors for black hole neutron star binary. Beyond MWC656, these are Cygnus X1 and Cygnus X3. And we estimated the detection rate for this one. For this two, it was made before. And the system, MWC656, is very important for... synthetic populations, Because, as I said, you the probability of existing such system in the galaxy is around 1%. So there are two possibilities. We had very much luck of finding this system, or maybe more probably, we need to change something in evolutionary model, because according to them, we do not expect such systems. Thank you. So I don't think that I can answer this question right now, because it was just the standard model and we didn't change nothing. So we are currently we are making some simulations to check what will happen if we will change some things in the model. So I'm not able to answer this question. So I wouldn't expect that. It would be from our simulations. It was just a typical 1 BC supernova explosion. But maybe it is the question more to observers, not to me.